Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you this evening to our January 8th Board of Supervisors meeting. I hope you all have had a joyous Christmas holidays, and I wish all of you a happy new year. If you would you please stand while we have the Pledge of Allegiance, and remain standing, and we'll have the invocation by Dr. W. Fred Rose, pastor of the Tuckahoe Presbyterian Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you this night for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of living in this great commonwealth. And we're grateful for Henrico County, its history, its leaders, its progress, its people, and the possibilities that are available as we work together. We pray for these who lead tonight. Give them courage as well as humility. Let them represent the best interest of all the people of Henrico County. We pray particularly for Mr. Richard Glover, Mr. James Donati Jr., Ms. Patricia O'Bannon, Mr. Dave Keckley, and Mr. Frank Thornton. Thank you, Lord, for their experience and service. We pray also for Mr. Virgil Hazlett and his staff and for their continued excellent work among us. We pray for Dave Keckley and others who assume particular responsibilities of leadership tonight. Give them continued wisdom and good sense to lead well. We pray tonight for all these being appointed to various boards and agencies. Use them to make informed decisions in the coming days and months and years. We pray for other decisions made here. Let the discussions of this board fairly represent everyone and enact solutions that work. And we would as well pray for protection and guidance for all law enforcement personnel and other emergency workers who watch through the night. Bless their efforts with safety and good judgment as they seek to provide a special quality of life in the work they do. We ask these things, Almighty God, with the belief that you are and that you care about all of us and about what happens here on our behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Order of business will be approval of minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The first item is a request for consideration or approval of minutes. These would be the minutes of December the 11th, 2007, both regular and special meeting minutes, and also November 29th, 2007, special meeting. These were distributed to you, and a motion would be in order, sir.
Move the approval of the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Mr. Manager, do you have any comments this evening?
I do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Is Mr. Batokas down there somewhere? Mr. Batokas, would you come on up here a moment, sir? Mr. Batokas didn't know I was going to call him forward on this item. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, a letter was distributed to the Board of Supervisors yesterday that gave them some information concerning some financial transactions within Henrico County. And I read a portion of that letter so that you understand and the board is reminded, and so, quite frankly, the media can also take heed. On December 11th, 2007, the Board of Supervisors authorized the third of seven sales of general obligation bonds that arise from the March 2005 bond referendum. This referendum was overwhelmingly supported by the county's voters and included projects for education, the division of fire, libraries, recreation parks, as well as public works. This particular issuance totals $30.8 million, and projects that will be funded from these bonds proceeds include school facilities and two fire stations. Prior to the actual sale, the county must undergo a rigorous review by the nation's three bond rating agencies, Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's. That's where Mr. Patokas' hair has turned gray in the last several months. This review affirms the validity of the county's budgeting practices, examines our annual results of operations, reflected in the financial audited financial statements, and scrutinizes our adherence to continued long-term financial planning in the capital improvement program. The outcome of the review plays a significant role in the actual interest rate obtained by the county on the date of bond sale, as it speaks to our credit worthiness as a local government to individual and institutional investors. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I am pleased to report, as indicated to you in the letter yesterday, that the review by these three independent bond rating agencies have reaffirmed Henrico County's AAA general obligation bond ratings. These ratings place us in the upper echelon of county governments in the nation, as there are only 21, and I repeat, 21 counties of 3,033 counties nationwide that possess such a rating. Mathematically, Henrico's bond ratings are higher than 99.3% of the other counties of this nation. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ultimately, these ratings offer significant savings to our taxpayers and are one of the key components that are looked on by corporate entities when they look to consider where to locate their corporate facilities. The actual issuance of the bonds is anticipated to occur as early as Thursday, January the 10th. Market conditions will ultimately determine our actual sale date. Once the sale is completed, a letter detailing the actual interest rate obtained will be provided to the Board of Supervisors. Mr. Patokas and I have been talking about that rate. It looks very, very favorable at this point in time. You might even lose some more hair before the 10th. So, Mr. Patokas, I congratulate you and your new position as the Director of Finance and all of your efforts towards this, and of course the staff, that we have been working on this for a while. With everything going on in the financial world, including GASB 45, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is a major coup in anyone's hat. And when you are better, 99.3% of the other jurisdictions, it is something to be very, very proud of. And I congratulate staff and Mr. John Patokas, Director of Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of interest, some of you may know that there's a young lady sitting in the audience who actually has the last name of Hazlett. That is my wife, Ms. Shardell Hazlett. She has beside her my sister, who is on her way to Florida, who has stopped by this evening to have an early dinner with us, and that is my sister Rebecca and her husband, Mr. Kellinger. Mr. Chairman, I have no other items.
Okay. Board of Supervisor members, do you have any comments this evening? Anyone?
I kind of would like to know if his sister would leave the recipe for sweet potatoes. I understand that's a West Virginia recipe.
Mr. Thornton?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I want to call to the attention of the public and to the board that some time ago on Wilkerson Road, our staff found that part of the pavement has deteriorated, and therefore that road had to be closed. And obviously it was a problem for the residents who lived in that particular area. But I'm just making these comments, Mr. Chairman, because I want to really compliment Public Works. They have put a facility out there in which citizens can still use that particular road there. And so it's very significant for me to extend to them metaphorical flowers, because many times the county, in the eyes of citizens, may be remiss about some things, but here's a case where they really got on top of it, and I want to publicly mention to Public Works my compliments to them, and Mr. Priestess, please relate this to all the other members of the staff, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. I also would like to personally thank Dr. Fred Rose for being here tonight and for his encouraging words for all of us. He is a great asset to our community and to the people at Tuckahoe Presbyterian Church, and has also served on our social service board. And so we thank Dr. Rose for being here.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Cackin. Anyone else? Okay. At this time, we'd like to recognize the news media that's covering our meeting this evening. And with us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch is Will Jones. Will, good to have you with us this evening. Thank you. At this time, will we go into our appointments of organizational items? And I will now turn the chair over to our county attorney, Mr. Rapisotta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The first item, of course, is 1-08, resolution for election of the chair. Our county attorney, Mr. Rapisotta, will conduct those elections of the chair. And, of course, I will ask him to take the seat of the chair at this point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the audience, distinguished board members and county manager. Yeah. It is my pleasure, annual duty you might call it, but also a privilege to preside over this election of the chairman of the board who will serve for calendar year 2008 and thereafter until his or her successor is elected and qualified. So on board paper 1-08, I would ask, are there any nominations to the office of chairman?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to place Mr. Dave Cackler's name in nomination, please.
Second.
All right, sir. Are there any other nominations at this time? Hearing none, I declare the nominations closed, and I'll call for a motion on the board paper nominating Mr. Cackler as chairman.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Excuse me. Moved by Mr. Glover, seconded by Mr. Donati. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All, any opposed? And the ayes have it, and the resolution passes. Mr. Chairman, congratulations.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I can't say can't say Mr. Chairman anymore because I'd be speaking to myself, I guess. But fellow board members, I do really want to thank you for the honor and the privilege you presented to me serving as your chairman for 2008. I think all of us on this board who've served together for 12 years now know the honor and the privilege and responsibility that goes with being chairman. We all know that and experience that. It is a great experience, and I thank you again. This board has a real proud distinction that we know about of serving together for 12 years. It's a record for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's a distinct honor to be a member of a board that has served together for 12 years. And together we have 88 years of experience and background in serving on this board. So that together should serve us well in 2008 and the 4 years ahead of us, that continuity. And along with that, we also need to acknowledge and thank our county manager, Virgil Hazlett, and his staff and their professionalism, leadership in making Henrico a well-run, honest, highly respected first-class county. And I'm sure this record, or this performance by our manager and staff has been a big factor in the longevity of this board. So Mr. Manager, we thank you for that. And, of course, I want to thank our past chairman, Mr. Donati, for his service and performance during the year 2007. Jim, you've done your usual great job, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. And anyway, looking ahead for 2008, it could turn out to be a challenging year with an uncertain economy, a state budget shortfall, declining assessments and revenue growth. It might be described as a tough budget year. I see the manager smiling. You have it under control, Mr. Manager?
Right now, yes, sir.
All right, thank you. But we look forward to working with the newly elected school board and with our new finance director, Mr. John Patokas, our new deputy manager, Mr. Randy Silver, in the back, and the rest of the staff as we move forward and grow together as a team, making 2008 a positive and successful new year. Within the board's numerous responsibilities, there are two current programs that I would like to see us highlight and promote for 2008. These two program areas are, one, health care maintenance and health costs, and two, energy conservation and green initiatives. Number one, we can look at what reducing health care and insurance costs through increased emphasis on health maintenance, wellness incentives, and healthy eating and lifestyles. This will include educational and promotional programs to inform and encourage our employees and citizens to participate in enhancing their own personal health lifestyles. And similar programs and emphasis by our school board could be directed to their school population and the patrons. Such programs will pay rewards and dividends in many ways. So that's one of the programs I think we should emphasize in 2008. The second being increased emphasis and promotion on energy conservation and green initiatives. They are timely for 2008. Expanding our existing programs and savings and benefits all of our county residents and citizens. One goal would be to design and build a green school or other LEED certified buildings, such as Hanover has done with an elementary school. I'd like us, the board and school board, to consider that as a possibility for 2008. And with the board's concurrence, I'd like to see the manager follow with this emphasis and with his recommended action and periodic reporting during 2008, if we have a board concurrence on these programs and others that you may have as well. Again, I want to thank you for the honor of serving as your chairman, and there are a few people here that I would like to recognize before I sit down, having recognized Dr. Rose. I also have a close friend here, my daughter, Kathy. Kathy. Anyway, Kathy, I just want to thank you for being here and the support and encouragement over all the years. Thank you. And also to all of you here tonight, all of our volunteers and our citizens who are being reappointed tonight for the service that all of you provide to the county over the years, over the many years, and back again tonight to serve again. You are a great, great asset to our county. We couldn't do the job without you. So I want to thank you again for your willingness to participate, all of you. And now, Mr. Donati, if you would come down, I think we have something here. Somewhere. Jim, thank you so much. I mean, you've done a great job in your leadership and your friendly and kind
personality, making everybody feel at ease and conducting the business of the board. We salute you for that.
Thank you.
And this is just a small token, something that
thank you very much.
We'll remember. Great year 2007. Okay?
Sorry. Oh. Back in here pretty good, Dave. Get into it now. Oh, man, isn't that cool? It's a pin box.
Is it right in for...
Thank you, very thoughtful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'd just like to say that it has been an honor serving the citizens of this county and serving in the role as chairman of this prestigious board. Thank you for that honor that you gave me last year. When I became chairman last year, just like as Mr. Cackley has noted, you know, I had some goals in mind, and it was three goals. And one dealt with seniors, the other dealt with our enterprise zone, and the other dealt with transportation. And I think we've been very fortunate with working with the General Assembly and giving our seniors the highest tax abatement possible in the state of Virginia. So that has really pleased a lot of folks. A lot of times I'll go to the various senior groups and be speaking, and people are taking advantage of this senior REAP program and extremely happy. And I think we always need to keep our seniors in mind as we go through this year to give them the best possible benefits that we can give them, because they have pulled that tax wagon for all those years, and we need to be very conscious of them. The second thing was the enterprise zones. I had asked the manager and staff and asked the board to relax the incentive programs that we have for our enterprise zones throughout the county. And that is currently being done, and hopefully we'll be voting on it in probably our next meeting or so. And I think that will really enhance the people that are looking at improving their buildings along these enterprise quarters. We have relaxed that quite a bit, and it's going to be an incentive package now, and already people are starting to talk about it and going to take advantage of it just as soon as it comes on board. So I've been very pleased with that. Transportation, it's been a little bit of a different issue. We are making some headway, especially in my district with Route 5. We're starting to have some roadway improvement there, a four-lane roadway. And I know that we'll be working at the General Assembly this year to try to get our formula increased to what that is of Arlington. So we're going to have to always be conscious of the transportation, and it's so much uncertainty with VDOT at this time. We just have to stay on top of it, and the manager and his staff, you know, do that very well. We've had a very productive year, especially when it comes to historical places. Mr. Thornton, in your district, we had the Armor House, which is a mini botanical gardens, beautiful facility that was opened this year. Out in my district, we had the Clark Palmer House, and the other was the Henrico Theater, and people are really starting to utilize all of these facilities now, and I just want to thank the board and our professional staff for working with us and providing those services to our citizens. It's been a little bit of a bumpy road, but we've gotten through it, and I'm looking forward to 2008 and working with all of you. And I want to again congratulate all of you publicly for your reelection. to this board, and look forward to working with you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve this prestigious county as chairman. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Donati. Ms. Manager, I believe we're ready to move on with the second item on the agenda.
We are, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. That item is 2-08. This is a resolution for the election of the vice chair.
Mr. Chairman, it is with pride and enthusiasm that I put the name and nomination for vice chair, Mrs. Patricia S. O'Bannon.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Ms. O'Bannon's name has been moved and seconded. Are there any other nominations? If not, I'll declare the nominations closed. And is that a motion to...
I so move.
Okay. Motion by Ms. Thornton, seconded by Mr. Donati, that Ms. O'Bannon be our vice chairman for the year 2008. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Mr. O'Bannon, congratulations.
Thank you.
I do, and I will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for trusting me with the position of vice chairman. I'll do my best. 8 is my lucky number. This is 1808. 8 is worldwide a lucky number. I anticipate this to be a very good year. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Pat. Ms. Manager, item number 3.
Clerk has to change the name tags, Mr. Chairman.
Item 3A.
I know who I am.
We'll come out.
Chairman, members of the board, the next item, 3-08, is a resolution. This is for the establishment of dates, times, and location of the regular meetings of the Board of Supervisors for 2008. This paper does establish your schedule of meetings. Except for the months of August, November, and December, the board will meet on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, which is normal. In August and December, the board will meet only on the second Tuesday, one time in that month, August and December. In November, the board will meet on the second Wednesday rather than the second Tuesday due to the Veterans Day holiday, and on the fourth Tuesday. All regular meetings will start at the customary time of 7 p.m. with one exception. That is the first board meeting in April, April the 8th this year, which will begin at 6 p.m. to accommodate the public hearing on the proposed 2008-2009 budget. Motion would be in order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. You heard the paper. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Donati, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion is carried.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of Board 4-08, is a resolution. This is for appointment of a member to the Association of Volunteer Rescue Squads. This paper would appoint a member of the Board of Supervisors to the Henrico County Association of Volunteer Rescue Squads as a non-voting member for a one-year term expiring December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. Currently serving in this capacity is Mr. Frank Thornton.
All right. Mr. Thornton, have you agreed to continue?
Yes, I have.
Good for you. All right. Is there a motion then that Mr. Thornton be reappointed?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Nye, second by Mr. Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Thank you, Mr. Thornton.
The solemn swear upon the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the faith and the parts of the charter of the Commonwealth of Virginia, come to fund it, during the association of the rescue squad for investing the glory of the gospel.
Chairman and members of the board, the next item 5-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Board of Real Estate Review and Equalization. This paper will appoint the following individuals to the Board of Real Estate Review and Equalization for a one-year term expiring on December 31st in the year 2008, thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. This paper will appoint from the Fairfield District, Sheila C. Epps, Three Chop District, John G. Myers, Tuckahoe District, John J. Schwartz, and the Verona District, Ronald L. Carey. A motion would be in order, sir.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Thornton, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, do they need to come forward to be sworn in?
They do, sir. Yes, we do have one opening in reference to this board, and that is from the Brooklyn District. Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 6-08 is a resolution to serve for appointment of a member to the Board of Social Services. This board paper appoints a member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Social Services for a term coincident with his or her term of office on the Board of Supervisors. Serving to this point in time has been Mr. Richard W. Glover.
All right. Mr. Glover has agreed to serve again.
Yes.
So a motion to appoint Mr. Glover would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Denai, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Congratulations, Mr. Glover.
Swear it. Yes, sir.
I swear upon the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and will faithfully, partially, and
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, 7-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Cable Television Advisory Committee. This paper appoints the individuals to the advisory committee for a one-year term expiring on December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. There are three individuals to be appointed tonight. From the Brooklyn District, Herbert L. Dunford. There is still a vacancy in the Fairfield and Verona districts. From the Three Chop District, Joshua M. Dickerson, and from the Tuckahoe District, Samuel B. Strauss. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second. Move by Ms. LeBanon, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no.
I solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, that will faithfully and impartially discharge the sworn oath of duty, and will promptly and faithfully perform the duties of the office of Cable Television Advisory Committee to the best of your ability.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 8-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Capital Region Airport Commission. This board paper appoints the following individuals to the Capital Region Airport Commission for four-year terms, which would expire in December 31st in the year 2011, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. It would appoint two members of the Board of Supervisors currently serving as Mr. James B. Donati and Mr. David A. Cackley, and also two citizen representatives currently serving, Robert M. Attic and Thomas E. Pruitt. Motion would be in order, Mr. Chairman.
All right. The two board members, our board members, have agreed to serve again along with Mr. Attic and Mr. Pruitt. So a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Moved by Mr.
Second.
Donati, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. Congratulations.
It's always fair to throw in the court of the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, will face an impartial discharge from all these to come to fund it. As members of the Capital Region Airport Commission, bring up your buildings and I'll be out.
Chairman, members of the board, we move to 9-08 as a resolution for appointment of members to the Chickahominy Disability Services Board. This board paper would appoint two individuals to serve on the Chickahominy Disability Services Board for three-year terms, expiring on December 31st, 2010, thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. It would include a consumer, we have no name at this point in time, a local government representative, which is Beth B. Detrault, which currently serves. And this paper also appoints one person to the board for a term ending December 31st in the year 2009, and that is a business individual, and we have no name. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this paper would appoint the local government representative, Beth B. Detrault, for a term expiring on December 31st in the year 2010. The motion would be in order at this time.
Okay. Motion to that effect.
Move the resolution.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And Beth is appointed.
She is not here this evening, Mr. Chairman. We will swear her in later. Item 10-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Authority. This board paper will appoint one individual to the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Authority for a term which would expire on November 13th in the year 2011, or thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This would appoint from the Three Chop District, Mr. Edward F. Steiner. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Mr. Steiner, congratulations.
You solemnly swear affirm to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the faithful sparks of charge and formal abuse and coming funded, member of the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Authority, according to their abilities and help and guide.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 11-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of persons eligible to serve as the third member of the employee grievance panels. This paper appoints a number of individuals to serve as that third member for a one-year term, which would expire on December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. It would appoint two individuals from the Brooklyn District, Clyde L. Hughes and Grant L. Moffitt. We have two vacancies currently existing in the Fairfield District. In the Three Chop District, John E. McDonald and Alexander L. Taylor. In the Tuckahoe District, Roland W. Dwyer and John B. Wake. And in the Verina District, D. Thomas Daub and Robert T. Royster. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Move by Ms. O'Bannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, these individuals are not sworn in because they are supposed to be impartial in the grievance process, both to the county and the employees who have filed the grievance.
Well, they don't have to be sworn in. I believe there are several members perhaps here tonight that say stand up so we could recognize you and thank you. John, thank you for serving.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 12-08 is a resolution for appointment of members to the Historic Preservation Advisory Committee. This paper appoints a number of individuals to the Preservation Advisory Committee for one-year terms, expiring December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. From the Brooklyn District, Valerie M. Bell and Beverly L. Halecock. From the Fairfield District, V.J. Davis and Charlotte W. Melton. From the Three Chop District, John E. McDonald and G. Norwood Knuckles. From the Tuckahoe District, Beverly H. Davis and Courtney S. Hunt. And from the Verina District, Richard C. McNeil and Henry L. Nelson. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And congratulations.
A number of these individuals are here.
Right.
Thank you.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, you will faithfully and impartially discharge the foreign law duties incumbent upon you, so as to support the Preservation Advisory Committee according to the best of your ability, so help you God.
Chairman, members of the board have been moved to 13-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to Keep in Waco Beautiful Committee. This paper appoints a number of individuals to the Keep in Waco Beautiful Committee for a two-year term, expiring on December 31st in the year 2009, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. We have a number of vacancies for this two-year term. Individuals this evening who would be appointed are four. That is one from the Brooklyn District, Christina M. Harris, one from the Fairfield District, Elaine L. Burton, and two from the Verona District, Cynthia T. Funk and Linda B. Turner. In addition, this paper will appoint one individual through the same committee, Keep in Waco Beautiful, for a term which would expire on December 31st in this year, 2008. And that would be for the Fairfield District, being Brian S. Montgomery. Again, there are a number of vacancies at this point in time, but these are the individuals for this evening. A motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Those people are appointed. And if they're here.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, your next paper is 14-08. This is a resolution for appointment of to the Library Advisory Board. This paper will appoint several individuals to the Library Advisory Board for one-year terms expiring December 31st, 2008, thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. From the Brooklyn District, Gloria L. Wilkerson. From the Fairfield District, I'll always do this. Amahinder P. Singh Sandhu. From the Treetop District, Gregory M. Clay. From the Tuckahoe District, Andy Sterlings. And from the Verona District, Gail A. Adkins. The motion would be in order.
Move.
Second.
All right, moved by Ms. Norton, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Then they are duly appointed. They come forward. They're all here.
Next item, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, 15-08 is a resolution for appointment of member to the Maymont Foundation Board of Directors. This paper appoints one individual from the Board of Supervisors to the Maymont Foundation Board of Directors for a one-year term expiring on December 31st in the year 2008 or thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. Currently serving is Mr. James B. Donati.
Mr. Donati, serve again.
Absolutely.
All right. And a motion to that effect would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton, that we appoint Mr. Donati back. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
I swear a term of court constitution, and I state the constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I bear witness to park that started before all these come to play. As a member, they knocked out each wood record.
We're closed again. We got just 9 more appointments, so.
Our next item, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, 16-08 is a resolution for appointment of members to the Henlico Area Mental Health and Retardation Services Board. This paper appoints 4 individuals to the Mental Health and Retardation Services Board for 3-year terms, which will expire on December 31st in the year 2010, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. 2 family consumer representatives, Karen W. Grizzard and Evelyn O. Dodge. Tuckahoe District Representative, Mr. Thomas J. Kirker. Verona District Representative, Tessie F. Green. The paper would also appoint 1 individual to a 2-year term, which would expire on December 31st in the year 2009, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. This also is a family and consumer representative, Mr. John W. Keating. The motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
All right, moved by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And they are duly appointed.
Item, Mr. Chairman, 17-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Commission. This board paper appoints the following persons to the Recreation Advisory Commission for 3-year terms, expiring on December 31st in the year 2010, thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. From the Brooklyn District, Rayford F. Beasley. From the Fairfield District, Joseph L. Coleman. From the Three Chop District, Tracy L. Whitley. From the Tuckahoe District, Fay A. Old. From the Verona District, Thurgood O. Ampey. This paper also appoints 1 member of the Board of Supervisors to serve for a term of 1 year, expiring on December 31st in the year 2008, or thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. Currently serving is Mr. Frank J. Thornton.
All right. Mr. Thornton is free to serve again. Okay. So a motion to that effect would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and seconded by Mr. Giannotti. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. They are appointed. And about to be sworn in.
Thank you.
Do solemnly swear affirm to support the Constitution of our state, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the faithful parts of the form of allegiance from the country of the court of justice, by the commission for the best abilities of all time.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 18-08 is a board paper that appoints the following individuals to the Henrico County Planning Commission for a one-year term, expiring on December 31st in the year 2008, thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. From Brooklyn District, Ernest B. Van Arsdal. From the Fairfield District, Chris W. Archer. From the Three Chop District, Thomas M. Brannon. From the Tucco District, Bonnie Lee Jones. From the Rhino District, E. Ray Jernigan. And a Board of Supervisors member is to serve for a one-year term. Currently serving is Mr. Frank J. Thornton.
And the rotation would put Mr.
Glover?
It would, sir.
All right. So a motion that would appoint these members along with Mr. Glover would be in order.
So moved.
I second that.
All right, moved by Mr. Donati, seconded by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the next item, 19-08, is a resolution for the appointment of members and alternates to the Richmond Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. This paper appoints the following individuals to the Richmond Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, for a one-year term expiring on December 31st in the year 2008, thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. There are two elected officials, two technical officials, and two alternates. The technical officials would be E. Todd Ure from the Department of Public Works and Ralph J. Emerson from the Planning Department. The alternates are the Director of Planning and the Director of Public Works. The elected officials currently serving are Ms. Patricia S. O'Bannon and Frank J. Thornton. Motion would be in order.
All right. And Ms. O'Bannon, Mr. Thornton.
Move resolution.
Second. You have a free. All right. We have a motion by Glover, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. And we are.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 20-08 is a resolution. This is for nomination of a member to the Stadium Operating Committee of the Richmond Metropolitan Authority. This paper would nominate a member of the Board of Supervisors to the appointment to the Stadium Operating Committee for a one-year term expiring on December 31st, 2008, thereafter when his or her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. Currently serving is Mr. David A. Cacklin.
Well, you do a pretty good job over there.
Oh, thanks. Huh? We're going to get a new stadium one of these years.
Okay.
A motion to that effect would be in order.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Donati, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. swear affirm the court constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and take the parts and stars and put all these in the Congress and the state of operation of the original power authority for the rest of the world of God.
I'm going to go get a big stadium.
Yeah. Have patience.
Next item, Mr. Chairman. 21-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of a member to the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau Board of Directors. This paper appoints one person to the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau Board of Directors for a 3-year term, which would expire on December 31st in the year 2010, or thereafter when her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This would appoint an at-large tourism stakeholder, Barbara R. Stevenson. The motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Yeah. Barbara here tonight?
Yes. I solemnly swear to affirm the court constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and the faithful parts and charge of the law of these in front of the members of the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Board of Directors, Board of Investors, and the Lord is the one of God.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. 22-08 is a resolution for appointment of members to the Richmond Regional Planning District Commission. This paper will appoint the following individuals of the Board of Supervisors to the Richmond Regional Planning District Commission for a term coincident with their term of office. That is all 5 members of the Board of Supervisors, Mr. James B. Donati, Richard W. Glover, David A. Cackley, Patricia S. O'Bannon, and Frank J. Thornton. In addition, this paper would also appoint a representative of the Henrico County Planning Commission to the Richmond Regional Planning District Commission for a term coincident with his or her term of office on the County Planning Commission. Currently serving is Mr. Tommy Brannon, and this is a position that rotates among the Planning Commission members. The motion would be in order with a member of the Planning Commission so nominated.
Have we got the rotational person?
That would be Mr. Jernigan, I believe.
All right. You agree to serve, Mr. Jimmy? All right. And a motion to that effect would
so moved.
Be in order. Moved by Mr. Donati.
Second.
Second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Congratulations.
That'd be fun.
It's everyone.
That's right.
Mr. Silver, you also appointed, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I left this off. The Deputy County Manager for Community Development is appointed as the county's alternate to the RPDC, as some of you know, because of the number of meetings. So Mr. Silver will also be included in this group.
That's the amendment motion, is that
it? Yes, sir, but you're all down there. I would ask for that, yes, sir.
Aye. Is there a motion to amend the motion, sir? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You saw me, sir, affirm the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and faithful parts of Georgia, and to the Lord, who is in front of you. as members and alternates of the Disposition Planning Commission for investigations of God.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 23-08 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the board of the Short Pump Town Center Community Development Authority. This paper appoints two individuals, J. Stephen Lindsay and Felicia M. Perry, to the Short Pump Town Center Community Development Authority Board for terms which will expire on August 31st in the year 2011, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. The motion would be in order.
So move.
Second.
All right, moved by Mr. Thornton, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. These people are appointed.
Yes, Ms. Perry is with us. I do not believe Mr. Lindsay is here this evening. Item 24-07 is a resolution. This is for appointment of members to the Transportation Safety Commission. This board paper appoints a number of individuals to the Transportation Safety Commission for one-year terms expiring on December 31st in the year 2008, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. From the Brooklyn District, George J. Hardicourt. From the Fairfield District, Marvin R. Tart. From the Three Chop District, James M. Tyler. From the Tuckahoe District, Marvin L. Omer. From the Verona District, Phyllis Ladd Blackwell. Representing the Division of Police, Major Stephen F. Alloway, and a member of the Board of Supervisors. Currently serving is Ms. Patricia S. O'Bannon.
Okay, and you agreed to serve again, Ms. O'Bannon? Okay. So, motion to that effect would be in order.
So moved.
Moved by Mr.
Second.
Denali, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. They are appointed.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not a four-year.
Congratulations on your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Chairman, members of the board, that completes all of your appointments for this evening. You do have two items under your public hearing agenda. The next item, if you wish to continue, sir, without a break.
Yeah, certainly.
The next item is 25-08. This is under the public hearing agenda. This is an ordinance to amend and reordain Section 23-231, titled Authority of the County Manager, Section 23-232, titled Use of Water During Water Emergency, Section 23-233, titled Notice of Declaration of Water Emergency, and Section 23-234, titled Reserve of the Code of the County, to permit mandatory restrictions on the use of water from the county's public water system under certain conditions and to establish penalties for violations. Mr. Petrini.
Yes, sir. Mr. Manager, Mr. New Chairman, members of the board. The current code sections that the manager referred to relate to water emergencies. They are not very comprehensive in their scope, and they require more specific emergency ordinance provisions that the board has approved over the past several years when we need to restrict water usage. The proposed ordinance would be published in the county code and would eliminate the need for the adoption of emergency ordinances during future water shortages. We recommend approval of the ordinance. Okay.
Would it trigger the county manager based on the flow hitting a certain 700 cubic feet per second?
Yes, sir.
During the summer, and I think it's 800 and so.
There's three triggers. One, when the county manager deems it appropriate due to low flow, and the other two would be when the city of Richmond declares a trigger, or when I advise the manager due to regulatory constraints, we have a trigger.
Okay. Any other further members, questions by board members? I guess, did we lift our restrictions today?
Yesterday, sir.
That has nothing to do with this, but... just coincidence, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any members?
Yeah. What is the water flow? What triggered the lifting of the regulation and restrictions?
The flow in the James has approximately tripled since the drought initially caused the mandatory restrictions.
Numbers, Mr. Petrini?
We're running about 2,600 cubic feet per second. We were running around 1,100 when we went into mandatory. The river flow was up around close to 3,000 a few days ago.
Thank you.
All right. This is a public hearing on this ordinance tonight. Does anybody in the audience like to comment or have any questions regarding the ordinance? If not, then a motion by the board to adopt the ordinance would be
so moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And that ordinance is approved.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, still under the public hearing agenda is 26-08. This is an ordinance to participate in the John Tyler Alcohol Safety Action Program. Mr. Drumroyd is going to be making this presentation.
The board paper before you, ordinance, allows for Henrico County to formally become a member of the John Tyler Alcohol Safety Action Program. Southern Virginia has provided for probation, education, and rehabilitation of persons convicted by DUI driving under the influence, and has authorized localities to establish and approve alcohol safety programs. Henrico County has been a member not in legal sense, but served on the board for a number of years. The John Powell Program was formed in 1979. The counties it consisted of at the time it organized were Chesterfield County, Prince George County, Sussex, Surrey, Greenville, Dinwiddie, Powhatan, the cities of Hopewell, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, and Emporia. There is another alcohol safety program operated by the City of Richmond, Capital Area Alcohol Safety Program, towns of Ashland, Goochland County, and Hanover County. The board of John Tyler has formally asked, general district court judges have formally asked that we formally become a member of the John Tyler Safety Action Program. The ordinance before you allows us to join. It provides at no cost funding by Henrico County, including the operating budget, people's capital budgets. The budgets are supported by fees collected for those who participate in the program. It allows the county also to withdraw participation in John Tyler Alcohol Safety Program any time by official actions as board. I'd be glad to answer any other further questions. Well,
there's no cost to county, but...
No, sir.
Where does the funding come from?
It comes from fees collected by those who participate in the program.
Oh, okay. And is it voluntary or...
Not really, sir. There's a gentleman in the audience who has a lot to say about that.
Well, there are other programs.
The part that gets them to the point that they get the DUI is voluntary.
Right. No, but...
They could participate at another alcohol safety program. You are correct about that.
And,
yes, sir.
Okay. And have we been participating in this program?
But, yes, sir.
Okay. So all Henrico residents. Where is
it? Had 857 referrals of the last fiscal year ending June 30th, 07.
Okay. And, okay.
Can I just ask what triggers the, what would cause them to qualify for this type of program? Do you have any thought, you know?
I have an expert in the audience.
I know, I figured it was.
Actually, several experts, the chief and Judge Yates.
It should be deferred to Judge Yates.
Yes, yeah.
Judge Yates.
But, yeah, what would cause them to be a good participant, perhaps, or what causes them to... Why would you pick that particular person to be in this program? I want to hear more about the program.
May I have the question again? I'm sorry, Ms. O'Bannon, I couldn't...
What would cause you to... What characteristics of the person who has the DUI would cause you to want to put them in this program?
Well, the statute requires that a person convicted of DUI must be referred to the ASAP program.
Oh, they must be.
So there really is no discretion involved with that. They must be referred. And a person cannot get an unrestricted driver's license from DMV at any time in the future until they have completed the program. So someone may choose not to go into the program now, then at the end of their year of 3 years, whatever their period of suspension is, they go to DMV thinking they can get their license back, and they are informed that they cannot get it until they've completed the ASAP program. I apologize to everyone for laughing when the question came out about voluntary.
So they must participate in this program, and they've been participating. Why are we, what has triggered us to participate, us in RICO to participate in the program?
Why now?
Now, why are we having the ordinance now?
This is one time I get to, the judge yields to me. Formally, we were not there present at the creation of the alcohol safety program, and at that point in time, simply done by a memorandum of understanding. Because of changes in state code, now to join, we have to have an ordinance, which you have before you tonight. The process of certifying the John Tyler ASAP, the state simply asked, how come Henrico's not a member? They've been there all along participating and using the program. Why don't they join? And so that's basically what the ordinance allows us to do tonight.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's what confused me, but they have a location somewhere nearby. Is that specifically for this program, or do they have other things going on, John Tyler?
They have they've had an office over at Courthouse Commons. They also have offices in Chesterfield County. Yes, sir.
Well, so there's a location close to the government center. Is that ours? Or?
Yes, it's Courthouse.
Courthouse.
Needle.
Oh, across that one over there. All right.
But there are no other programs that you can send them to, the DUI, the folks who are convicted of DUI? Judge Yates, I mean, no other rehabilitative programs?
Once they are referred to the ASAP program, mm-hmm. there are steps that they go through in that program in terms of evaluation and education. If it is determined that they are at a certain level of need, then they are required to have treatment which they have to pay for, which is supervised by the ASAP program. It is provided by professional providers. It is not provided by the employees of the John Tyler ASAP. But the employees of the John Tyler ASAP will make the evaluation at the beginning to determine the level of need. And that person must complete all of those requirements that they have in order to be declared compliant with the program and able to get the person's driving privileges restored at the end of the time.
Okay. Very important program.
All right. Any further question by board members? This is still a public hearing? All right. Anybody in the audience care to comment or have any questions? All right. Then
we got one.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
If you go to the podium. My question is, by the very name of it, it sounds like, is it attached to the community college, or is that just a generic name we gave to it and it belongs to the state or the area? That's what's confusing, is it just,
yeah.
You know.
At the time that it was formed, they adopted the name John Tyler. There is no relationship formally or informally with community college.
Oh.
It would be as though they would call it James Madison, for example. But that's the reason.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
Good question.
If not, a motion to approve the ordinance being in order.
The approval of the ordinance.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
Seconded by.
Second.
Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, Mr. Manager.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that leads us into the public comment session for this evening. I have no one signed up. This is the time, of course, when any member of the audience who wishes to speak to the board may do so on any subject which, of course, is not on the board agenda.
Anybody in the audience tonight like to speak to the board on any subject matter? If not, we'll move on to the general agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, there's one item on your general agenda. I must say it has made me nervous the entire night of making a judge wait for this one last item. Is 27-08 is the resolution for appointment of a member to the John Tyler Alcohol Safety Action Program Board of Directors. Because the county is now a participating jurisdiction, under its agreement, the Board of Supervisors shall appoint one member to the Board of Directors of the program for a 3-year term. This resolution appoints an Honorable Archer L. Yates III, Judge of the General District Court of Henrico County, to the Board of Directors of the John Tyler ASAP program.
Okay, now we know what it is. Let's have a motion.
Move a resolution.
Second.
Moved by the board, I guess. Moved by Mr. Glover, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you.
Judge
Yates,
come forward to be sworn in, sir.
Sworn in and sworn in.
I thought it was a good idea. All right. Mr. Manager, is there any other business?
No other items, Mr. Chairman.
Move to quit. No other items. Sir, declare the meeting adjourned.